Unionized healthcare workers are calling on Connecticut leaders to pass a fiscal budget with more money to support frontline workers and the services they provide. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard was in Hartford Tuesday as activists marched through the city.
Respite care! Addiction services! Fund mobile crisis! Not billionaires! Not billionaires!
The march and demonstration took place just days after the 53rd anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Reverend Joan Cooper Burnett spoke to the crowd with a microphone in hand. Burnett is an associate chaplain with the State Department of Correction. She joined fellow members of Local 1199 SEIU who want to see money go toward increasing wages, expanding mental health and addiction mobile crisis services, fixing staffing shortages, and more. Activists say these problems affect a disproportionate number of Black and Brown frontline workers. Trayvon Jackson is a union member who has worked in state mental health services for over a decade.
There's money in that rainy day fund. There's money that was allocated from the president when he signed that big relief bill, you know, here for the state of Connecticut, and we're not seeing any of it. And I just think it's unacceptable and it's just not right.
Governor Ned Lamont's proposed $46 billion two-year budget now sits with the state legislature. A final version must be passed by early June. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.